Number 5, God, Our Light in Bad Times, Micah 7, by Robert C. Newman. Brief abstract, a look at Micah 7, verses 1 through 13, where we see how God was a light to his people in Micah's time, with some lessons for our own times. Our Light in Bad Times. So far, we have looked at the creation of light, Genesis 1, how light reveals God, Psalm 19, how God's Word is light, Psalm 119, how the Messiah is light both to Israel and the nations of the world, Isaiah 8 and 9. Our passage today, we will look at how God is a light to us personally in bad times, Micah 7. So our passage, Micah 7, verses 1 through 13. Think a little bit about Micah's bad times. Back when Micah was prophet in Judah, late 700s B.C., the Israelite kingdoms and their people faced bad times. Both the northern kingdom, usually called Ephraim or Israel, and the southern kingdom, typically called Judah, were characterized by political corruption, religious unfaithfulness, and lawlessness. Both would be destroyed. Ephraim in 722 B.C. by the Assyrians, Judah in 587 B.C. by Babylon. Okay, here's Micah chapter 7, verses 1 through 6 in IV. The prophet says, "What misery is mine? I'm like one who gathers summer fruit at the gathering of the vineyard, at the gleaning of the vineyard. There is no cluster of grapes to eat, none of the early figs that I crave. The godly have been swept from the land. Not one upright man remains. All men lie in wait to shed blood. Each hunts his brother with a net. Both hands are skilled at doing evil. The ruler demands gifts. The judge accepts bribes. The powerful dictate what they desire. They all conspire together. The best of them is like a briar, the most upright, worse than a thorn hedge. The day of your watchman has come, the day God visits you. Now is the time of their confusion. Do not trust a neighbor. Put no confidence in a friend, even with her who lies in your embrace. Be careful of your words. For a son dishonors his father, a daughter rises up against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the members of his own household." And then Micah 7, 7 through 13. "But as for me, I watch and hope for the Lord. I wait for God my Savior. My God will hear me. Do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will rise. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. Because I have sinned against him, I will bear the Lord's wrath until he pleads my case and establishes my right. He will bring me out in the light. I will see his righteousness. Then my enemy will see it and will be covered with shame. She who said to me, 'Where is the Lord your God?' My eyes will see her downfall. Even now she will be trampled underfoot like mire in the streets. The day for building your walls will come, the day for extending your boundaries. In that day, people will come to you from Assyria and the cities of Egypt, even from Egypt to the Euphrates and from sea to sea, from mountain to mountain. The earth will become desolate because of its inhabitants as a result of their deeds." Micah's disappointment, verse 1. "What misery is mine? I'm like one who gathers summer fruit at the gleaning of the vineyard. There's no cluster of grapes to eat, none of the early figs that I crave." As Micah looks at the situation in his time, he feels very discouraged, like a farmer who goes to harvest his fruit, but finds there's nothing left. A bad situation in Israel, verses 2 through 6. Verses 2 through 4a, "There are no more righteous. The godly have been swept from the land. Not one upright man remains. All men lie in wait to shed blood. Each hunts his brother with a net. Both hands are skilled at doing evil. The ruler demands gifts. The judge accepts bribes. The powerful dictate what they desire. They all conspire together. The best of them is like a briar. The most upright, worse than a thorn hedge." So, Micah says, there are no righteous left. People kill others like they were wild game. Verse 2. "They do evil with both hands." Verse 3. "They bribe the judges." Verse 3. "So the rich oppress the poor." Even the best people are as bad as briars. Verse 4. But there is punishment to come. 4b. The day of your watchman has come, the day God visits you. Now is the time of their confusion. A picture of the watchman seeing the enemy approaching. And it's God working through the enemy. You can't trust anyone, verse 5. Do not trust a neighbor. Put no confidence in a friend, even if her lies in your embrace. Be careful of your words. You can't trust anyone, not even your own family. Well, Micah expresses his trust in verses 7 and 8. But as for me, I watch and hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Savior. My God will hear me. Do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I fall, and I will rise. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. Micah will patiently depend on the Lord. God will raise him up when he has fallen. God will be his light when he is in darkness. Sin will be dealt with, verses 9 through 13. Micah's sin will be forgiven, verses 9 and 10. Because I've sinned against him, I will bear the Lord's wrath until he pleads my case and establishes my right. He will bring me out into the light. I will see his righteousness. Then my enemy will see it and will be covered with shame. She has said to me, where is the Lord your God? God will bring Micah out into the light. Israel's sin will be punished, verse 10. Then my enemy will see it and will be covered with shame. She who said to me, where is the Lord your God? My eyes will see her downfall. Even now she will be trampled underfoot like mire in the streets. But one day, restoration will come, verses 11 through 13. The day for building your walls will come, the day for extending your boundaries. In that day people will come to you from Syria and from the cities of Egypt, even from Egypt to Euphrates and from Sea to Sea and from mountain to mountain. But there will also be judgment, verse 13. The earth will become desolate because of its inhabitants as a result of their deeds. Some conclusions. As in Micah's day, our society seems to have turned away from God. It's hard to find those who are actually righteous. We too may expect God's judgment, whether it be soon or not. Even those who trust Christ may well go through disaster. But God has purposes for believers going through disaster. We see some of those here. Verse 9, to purge our own sins. Verse 1, to look for fruit, especially repentance. To teach us dependence on God in tough situations. Verse 7. God is our light, even in bad times. Well, let's take a quick look at the first part of Micah chapter 7, and shows us how Micah, in the midst of a disaster, saw both God's judgment on sin and his mercy towards his people. Well, that's the end of our talk, and we can perhaps take this quotation from Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? May that be so in our own lives. We have to be trusting in the Lord and desiring that his agenda be our agenda, and that he would cleanse us from our sins. May the Lord give you grace to have that happen in your life as well. Thank you very much.